Chapter 9, The Address List. 9.1, Introduction. Keylist is an address list manager. It allows you to enter addresses, phone numbers, and other data against a person's name. You may review and edit the information, sort it, and copy it to the word processor or diary. If you have a modem connected to your companion, Keylist can automatically dial a phone number from the address list. You may enter the address list from the main menu by selecting Address List, or from anywhere in Keysoft through the Task menu by pressing space with the 2 sign and then A. The first announcement will be Keylist Menu. The menu contains 6 options. Add Address, Look Up Address, Copy Addresses, Emboss Addresses, Print Addresses, and Select Keylist File. The following sections of the manual will deal with these functions. If you're using Keylist for the first time, the address list will be empty until you have added some addresses. 9.2, Adding an Address. This option allows you to enter a person's surname, first name, and various items of relevant information. Each item of information, such as a phone number, is called a field. About a dozen fields can be entered against a person's surname to form a record. At the Keylist menu, select Add Address. Keylist will say, Entry List for Address Notebook. Move to the first item in the list by pressing space, and Keylist will ask you for a surname. Type a surname and press Enter. Chapter 9, page 2. You will then be asked for the following 15 fields. First name, title, position, organization, street address line 2, city, state or county, zip or postcode, country, home phone, business phone, email service, email address, other. For each field, type the information and press Enter, and you'll then be asked for the next field. In general, you may use your preferred Braille grade as set up through the options menu. Where your grade is not appropriate, Keylist will default to a lower grade. For example, the zip or postcode field will default to grade 1. The email address must be entered in computer Braille. Section 10.14 has details about entering email services and email addresses. Remember that names and addresses may be printed at some stage, so it is good practice to use capital signs as appropriate. If you enter a telephone number, a number sign isn't needed. If you have a modem connected to your companion, a phone number can be automatically dialed from Keylist as described later. Don't include a prefix like 1 or 9 for an outside line. Preferably, put any prefix in the Phone Number Prefix setting in Key Terms Option Setup. Then, if the prefix changes, for example, when you move between your office and your home, you only need to change the prefix in one place and not in many places. If you want to bypass the phone number prefix for dialing a number, such as an internal extension, put the letter X in front of the number. For example, X845 will dial 845 regardless of the phone number prefix. All fields except surname are optional, so if you wish to skip a field, just press space to move to the next one. Should you require a space as the first character in an entry, press backspace with B and that will enter a space for you. Chapter 9, page 3. You may review the list by pressing backspace to move back or space to move forward. When you're satisfied, add the new record by pressing space with the EN sign, which is space with dots 2 and 6. You will hear Record Added, and you'll be returned to the Keylist menu. If you wish to add another record, press A and repeat the previous procedure. 9.3, Looking Up an Address. 9.3.1, Searching by Surname. At the Keylist menu, select Look Up Address. You will hear Selection List for Address Notebook. Move to the first item in the list by pressing space, and Keylist will prompt Surname. You're being asked for data which will be used to find matching records. We'll deal with a simple case and return to more complex searches later. For example, you may want to review the records of all people called Smith. In this case, type Smith at the surname prompt and press Enter. You'll hear the surname and first name of the first person in the address list called Smith. You can move down the list of Smiths by pressing space with dots 5 and 6. Each press will announce the surname, in this case Smith, followed by his or her first name. Only records which match the selection list will be announced. A beep will indicate when there are no more matching surnames. To review the other fields in a particular record, press space repeatedly. Each announcement will consist of the name of the field, such as Organization, followed by the entry, such as Yoyodyne Inc. The available reading commands are as follows. Previous, current, or next record, press space with dots 2 and 3, or dots 2, 3, 5, and 6, or dots 5 and 6. Previous or next field, backspace or space, or alternatively, space with dot 1 or dot 4 may be used. Previous, current, or next word, space with dot 2, or dots 2 and 5, or dot 5. First phone number in a record, P. When you've finished listening to a selection, you can return to the selection list by pressing space with E. You'll be asked for another surname. Chapter 9, page 4. If you've finished looking up, you may return to the key list menu by pressing space with E again. 9.3.2, record matching. The information which you enter into the lookup selection list is used to find matching records. You may include as much or as little data in the list as you wish. For example, when looking up a telephone number, you might specify just the person's surname. To start the search, press Enter, and the first person with that surname will be announced. If necessary, move through the other entries for that surname by pressing space with dots 5 and 6 until you locate the one with the required first name. Then press P to move to the phone number field. You may type only the first few characters in a field. For example, if you just type S in the surname field, you'll be able to hear the records of all people whose surnames begin with S. You can look for all people who work for a particular organization. At the lookup selection list, don't specify a surname, but press space repeatedly until you hear the prompt Organization, and then type Yoyodyne Inc., for example, and press Enter. You may also search for a name fragment within a field, using the multi-character wildcard for the unknown first part. For example, you may remember an organization as Something and Fox Incorporated. If you type space with dots 3 and 5, followed by Fox in the organization field, you should have a very short list of records to review. When setting up the lookup selection list, you may move forward and backward through the entries without changing their values. Press space or backspace to do this. To change an entry, just type the required setting. When the selection list is to your satisfaction, start the lookup by pressing Enter and the first match will be announced. 9.3.3, clearing a field. Any fields used in the lookup will be offered as defaults for the next search, unless you exit to the key list menu between searches. You may want to blank out a previously used field so it is not used in the next search. To do this, move to the required field and press the Clear Field command, space with dots 3, 5, and 6. Chapter 9, page 5. 9.4, dialing a phone number. If you include people's phone numbers in your address list records, you may use KeyList to automatically dial the calls for you. First, you should read the sections of Chapter 10 which deal with this. 1. Installing and connecting a modem in section 10.5, 2. Using the port setup list, section 10.7, and 3. Setting the phone number prefix with the option setup, section 10.8. When you've carried out these procedures, you may return to KeyList and look up a person's record. At any field in the required record, press space with D for dial. If there's both a home and a business phone number entry, KeySoft will ask, call home phone or business phone. Press H for the home phone number or B for the business number and the number will be dialed. You may pick up the telephone and continue the call. 9.5, changing a field. From the lookup address option, move to the field to be changed. Press backspace with dots 1 and 4 and you'll be asked for a new entry for this field. There are three options here. 1. Type a new entry and press enter. 2. Edit the old field, which is offered as the default, as in section 3.18.4. 3. Clear the field by pressing space with dots 3, 5 and 6, followed by Enter. You may do the same for any other fields in the record which need changing. 9.6. Deleting a record. To delete a record comprising a surname and all its associated fields, use the lookup option. Move to any field in the record and press backspace with dots 2, 3, 5 and 6. You'll be prompted to make sure, so press Y and the record will be deleted from the address list. Chapter 9, page 6. 9.7, duplicating a record. You may want to create a new record which will be similar to an existing one. There is often less to type if you duplicate an existing record and then make the required changes. You might do this, for example, if two people work for the same company and many of their details are the same. There is a useful function called Retrieve Last Record which can help here. Assume that you've just added a new record for someone who works for a particular organization and you want to add another similar record for someone else. Select the Add Address option, and when you get as far as the surname prompt, select the Block Commands menu by pressing space with B. Note that this is a different menu to the Block Commands menu in the word processor. Press space and you will hear Retrieve Last Record. KeyList is offering to retrieve the last record you previously added, so press Enter. KeyList will prompt surname, currently Smith. You now have two identical records, so you should change the fields which will be different, such as surname, first name and position. When you've made the changes, add the new record by pressing space with the EN sign. If you need to add other similar records, continue using the Retrieve Last Record command as necessary. If you want to duplicate an old record, just look it up first, since the Retrieve Last Record command retrieves the last record which was looked up, added, or copied. 9.8. Inserting an address into a document. You may wish to insert a name and address from KeyList into the letter that you're typing with Keyword. This can be done with a two-step operation. 1. Copy the address to the clipboard. 2. Paste the clipboard into the document. These steps will now be described. Select KeyList and from the KeyList menu press L for lookup and locate the person's address. At any field in this record, select the Block Commands menu by pressing space with B. There's only one item in this menu, and if you press space, you will hear Copy Record to Clipboard. This is the action you require, so press Enter. Chapter 9, page 7. You will then hear Template Name. KeyList is asking for the name of the template that determines which fields in the record should be copied and in which order. You may create your own templates as described later. For the moment, select an existing one by pressing space repeatedly until you hear Letterhead Template and press Enter. The record which you just looked up will be copied to the clipboard. KeyList will say Record Copied to Clipboard, and you'll be returned to your place in the record. The fields which have been copied to the clipboard will be formatted in a letterhead style. Now use the word processor to create the letter which will require an address. Place the cursor where you want the address to be inserted and paste the clipboard by pressing space with B, then P. If you review this document, you will find the selected person's name and address in a letterhead layout. 9.9 Embossing Addresses. 9.9.1 General. You may want to emboss a name and address or phone number or a selection of them. From the KeyList menu, select Emboss Addresses. KeySoft will prompt Emboss or Set Up Embosser. If you haven't previously set up the embosser, press S. The setup procedure is covered in section 5.5. To proceed with embossing, press E and KeySoft will prompt Template Name. 9.9.2 Templates for Embossing. An address record is a series of fields, whereas an embossed page must have a specific format. So, to emboss address records, you must specify which fields you want to emboss and how they should be arranged. This is defined by a template, which is a keyword document laid out with the required field names in the required arrangement. A template may also contain text and formatting information. Chapter 9, page 8. KeySoft is provided with several ready-made templates for copying, embossing or printing. There is a letterhead template which produces a letter heading in the form line 1, first name, space, surname, line 2, street address, line 3, street address, line 2, line 4, city, comma, state, zip code. Another ready-made template is called phone list template and produces a layout in the form line 1, surname, space, first name, line 2, street address, line 3, street address, line 2. Line 4, city. Line 5, phone number. Select a template for your purpose. If there is no template which suits what you want to do, you can modify or create a template as described in section 9.11. 9.9.3, selecting addresses to emboss. After you have selected the template, Keylist will say Selection List for Address Notebook. If you want to emboss every record, press Enter. However, you can select just those addresses you want to emboss. For example, you might type Yoyodyne Inc. in the Organization field. When you've set up the required search field or fields, start the lookup by pressing Enter. Keylist will announce the number of selected records and will ask, Emboss all selected records? To do this, press Y. All the selected addresses will be embossed and you'll be returned to the Keylist menu. Alternatively, you have a further opportunity to choose from the selected addresses. To do this, press N and you'll be presented with the first matching record. If you press space with the EN sign, this record will be embossed. If you do not wish to emboss this record, use space with dots 5 and 6 repeatedly to scan the list, and then press space with the EN sign for each record that you do wish to include. Chapter 9, page 9. 9.10, Printing Addresses. The procedure for printing an address list or a selection of it is very similar to embossing. From the Keylist menu, select Print Addresses. Keysoft will ask, Print or Setup Printer. If you haven't already set up the printer, press S. The setup procedure is covered in section 5.7. To proceed with printing, press P and follow the prompts to select a template and choose which address records to print. 9.11 Templates. 9.11.1 General. Templates are used for copying, embossing and printing. You may use the templates as they are supplied, or you may modify them or create new ones. The procedure for creating a new template will be described. 9.11.2 Braille and Text Templates. It is important to note that a template may be a Braille or a text document, and the right one must be used for the purpose. If you want to emboss a Braille document or insert into a Braille document, then a Braille template is required. Conversely, if you want to print or insert into a text document, then a text template is needed. 9.11.3 Creating a Template. Suppose that you wish to copy records from an address list into some business letters. You might want a template which puts your own address at the head of the letter, followed by the date, and then the recipient's name and address. We'll assume that the letters will be Braille documents, which could be printed later. In this case, you'll need a Braille template. From the Keyword menu, press C to create a new document. At the Folder Name prompt, select Keylist, which is the folder where templates are kept. At the prompt Document to Create, type a suitable name such as Business Template. By default, a Braille template will be created. If you had wanted a text template, you would press space with X at the prompt for Document to Create. Chapter 9, page 10. Now compose this document in the way you want the record to be formatted. The layout is for a business letter, so first type your own address followed by a blank line. Next, insert the date by pressing space with O followed by I, then D. Keysoft will ask, insert today's date or printing date. Select the printing date option by pressing P. This will cause the date to be updated every time you use the template to emboss or print address list records. The Today's Date option will insert today's actual date, that is the date you created the template document. The text you have typed so far will be reproduced each time you use this template. Now we want to copy a recipient's first name from the address list. Place the cursor where you want the name to go and select the list of available field names as follows. Enter the Format menu by pressing space with the THE sign. Select the Template menu and select the Insert Field option. Keysoft will ask, Insert field from which database? Select Keylist's address list by pressing A. You'll then be presented with the Field Selection list. This is a list of all the field names in an address list. Press space or backspace repeatedly to review the list and find the field you want, which in this case is First Name. Press Enter to select it. You'll be returned to the document, a first name field marker will be inserted, and the cursor will be placed just after it. Now, when a record is copied into a document using this template, a person's first name will appear in the marked position. To put a space after the first name, press space. To include the surname next, follow the same procedure which you used to select the first name, but select the surname field instead. This will place a surname field marker after the space. Start a new line by pressing Enter and continue to compose the recipient's address using field names from the list. A template may include whatever punctuation, formatting commands or text that you wish, and these will be included with the fields that are specified by the template. Other layout rules to remember are 1. When using a template, Keylist will filter out lines which only contain blank fields. For example, the original record may have a blank country field. If your template contains a country field name on a line by itself, a blank line will not be generated. Chapter 9, page 11. 2. If you want a blank line to be generated when it contains only blank fields, start the line in the template with a marker to indicate force inclusion of line by pressing space with the THE sign, then T, then F. 3. Part of a line in a template can be marked with suppression markers. If the field or fields between the markers are blank, everything between the markers will be suppressed when the template is used. To insert these markers, press space with the THE sign, then T for the template menu, and choose Start or End Conditional Suppression. For an example of the use of suppression markers, see the letterhead template in the Keylist directory. 4. To put a comment line in a template, start the line with a comment marker. To do this, press space with the THE sign, then T for the template menu, and choose Mark Comment Line. 5. Records may be printed to fill the page in a layout suitable for a phone list. Alternatively, they may be printed one per page to suit envelopes and form letters. In the latter case, a new page marker is required at the end of the template. When you've finished the template, you may review it as a normal document. Markers will be spoken with character or word review commands. The maximum field length will appear as field blanks in the template, but the actual field length will be substituted when you use the template. For example, the first name field appears to be 20 characters long in the template, but only 4 characters will result if the address list field contains the name John. If you create a new template or modify an existing one, you should check the resulting layout to ensure that it is what you intended. You may do this by copying a record into the clipboard, using the new template, and pasting the clipboard into a blank document. You can then review the layout. 9.12 Copying Addresses. Keylist allows you to copy a subset of the address list, such as all people who work for Yoyodyne Inc., into a chosen file. At the Keylist menu, select Copy Addresses. You will hear Copy Addresses to a document or an address list. Chapter 9, page 12. You have the option of copying the addresses to a keyword document or to another address list file used by Keylist or KeyTerm. 9.12.1 Copying to a text or braille document. To copy to a document, press D, and you will hear prompts for a destination folder name and document name. Select an existing braille or text document or create a new one. When you've entered the destination document name, you'll be asked template name. This will determine the fields to be copied and their format on the page. The offered template will either be a braille or a text document to match the type of destination document you have chosen. To accept the default template, press Enter or press space repeatedly to review the list of available templates and choose one by pressing Enter. You'll then be placed in the Keylist lookup function at the prompt Selection List for Address Notebook. If you want to copy every record, press Enter. However, you also have the opportunity to select just those addresses you want to copy if they have something in common. For example, in the Organization field, you might type Yoyodyne Inc., and when you have set up the required search field or fields, start the lookup by pressing Enter. Keylist will announce the number of selected records and will ask, "Copy all selected records?" To do this, press Y. All the selected records will be copied to the destination document and you'll be returned to the Keylist menu. Alternatively, you have a further opportunity to choose from the selected addresses. To do this, press N and you'll be presented with the first matching record. If you press space with the EN sign, this record will be added to the document. If you do not want to include this record, use space with dots 5 and 6 to scan the list and press space with the EN sign for each record you do wish to include. 9.12.2, copying to an address list file. You may also copy addresses to another address list file rather than to a document as just described. At the key list menu, select Copy Addresses. You will hear Copy Addresses to a document or an address list. Chapter 9, page 13. To copy to an address list file, press A and you will hear prompts for a destination, folder and file name. Select an existing address list or create a new one. If you need to select a different drive or folder, press space with D. There are now two possibilities. Either the source and the destination files have the same number of fields and the same field names, or there are differences. The first case will apply when you are copying records to a file with an identical structure to the source file. KeySoft will say, all fields match, review field mapping list. You would normally press N here and you'll be placed at the selection list, from where you may select the required records as described in the previous section about copying a document. Alternatively, if the source and destination structures are different, KeySoft will tell you how many field names match and will ask, review field mapping list. If you press N at this point, KeySoft will copy only those fields which have matching field names in the destination file. However, if you want to specify how each field in the source file is mapped to the destination file, press Y. KeySoft will present a field mapping list containing pairs of field names. The first of each pair is a field name from the source file, and the second is a matching field name in the destination file if a match exists. To change a mapping, review the field mapping list by pressing space or backspace repeatedly and select a source field name by pressing Enter. You'll be presented with a field selection list containing all the field names in a destination record. Review this list and pick the corresponding field name by pressing Enter. You may then continue to review the field mapping list, making changes as required. To prevent a field being copied, use the clear field command, space with dots 3, 5 and 6 when the field name is announced. When the field mapping list is to your satisfaction, press space with E and you may proceed to select the required records to copy as described previously. 9.13, selecting an address list. KeySoft is installed with a blank address file called Address Notebook. Its name is announced when you select Add Address or Lookup Address. To select a different address list or to verify which address list is currently selected, select the Select Key List File option in the Key List menu. You'll be asked for a folder and file name. Select the folder and file in any of the usual ways. The selected file will remain current until deliberately changed. Chapter 9, page 14. 9.14, creating an address list. To create a new address list with the same fields as your existing address list, start at the key list menu and press C for copy addresses to file, then A to copy to an address list file. Follow the prompts to create a new destination file name, such as Address Notebook 2. At the selection list, you may choose to include records from the original address list. Alternatively, press space with E and a new address list will be created containing no records. 9.15, using KeyList to manipulate databases. KeyList is not restricted to looking up or adding to an address list. It may also be used to manipulate any of the databases in the KeyList folder or a KeyTerm database in the KeyTerm folder, such as the Directory of Services, Modem database, or Email Send file. To do this, select the folder and name of the required database using the Select KeyList File option in the KeyList menu as described in section 9.13. You may now use KeyList to look up or add to the selected database in the usual way as if it were an address list. When you have finished reviewing or updating a database, remember to reselect the address notebook in the KeyList folder for future use. End of chapter 9.